Come with reverence, March 24. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. There should be an intelligent knowledge of how to come to God in reverence and godly fear with devotional love. There is a growing lack of reverence for our Maker, a growing disregard of His greatness and His majesty. But God is speaking to us in these last days. We hear His voice in the storm, in the rolling thunder. We hear of calamities He permits in the earthquakes, the breaking forth of waters, and the destructive elements sweeping all before them. In these perilous times, those who profess to be God's commandment-keeping people should guard against the tendency to lose the spirit of reverence and godly fear. The Scriptures teach men how to approach their Maker, with humility and awe, through faith in a divine mediator. Let man come on bended knee, as a subject of grace, a suppliant at the footstool of mercy. Thus he is to testify that the whole soul, body, and spirit are in subjection to his Creator. Both in public and in private worship, it is our duty to bow upon our knees before God when we offer our petitions to Him. Jesus, our example, kneeled down and prayed. And of His disciples it is recorded that they, too, kneeled down and prayed. Stephen kneeled. Paul declared, "I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." In confessing before God the sins of Israel, Ezra knelt. Daniel kneeled upon his knees three times a day, and prayed, and gave thanks before his God. And the invitation of the psalmist is, "O come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." What doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul? The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, and honor, and life.